We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Yudalad Amud Aleph. Continuing with the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, what the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is. Toshima, we learned the Braisa. Shnei Sadinim, Sadinim are something that's Poslo Schach. It's a Dava Mekabel Toma, something that's Mekabel Toma, it's a sheet. So those things, Shnei Sadinim are Mitzdarfim. They're Mitzdarf, we'll see for what. Shnei Nesarim, but two Nesarim are not Mitzdarfim. So this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds two nesarim not mitzdarfim. Rabbi Yehuda, af nesarim kesadinim. Nesarim also doesn't say anything that's mitzdarf. So what does it mean mitzdarf? What does it mean not mitzdarf? So the Gemara is going to talk about that. Depends which one the Yom. We have a mechlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, if nesarim are mitzdarf, basically mitzdarf to make a puzzle. And sadinim is mitzdarf, and nesarim not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds sadinim and nesarim are the same. Bishlam al Shmuel do amav b'she'im b'hem b'abar mechlokes. Shmuel holds the mechlokes is from 3 to 4. Everyone agrees that 4 tvachim of Nesarim are possible. So my mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin means mitzdarfin la'aba. That's mitzdarfin to 4 tvachim. Because what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not mitzdarf because you have a board here less than 4 tvachim, and he says not mitzdarf. You put a bunch of boards of 3.5 tvachim, and it's not a problem. It's not mitzdarf. Masheken sadinim or mitzdarf the pschach posel. What does mitzdarf mean? If it's 4 amas big already, so then you came say deif and akuma. So that would be also mitzdarf. But shnei nesarim are mitzdarf, not mitzdarf to make any problem. Rameya says no. Nesarim from 3 to 4 are mitzdarf. Why? Because they're posel schach. They're posel schach. 3 to 4 is a posel schach. A posel schach and. Here, it would mean a case. So here, I'm saying very definitely, you don't say Devna Kuma. It means you have 2 Nesarim of 3 Tvachim each. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Mitzdarif even to make any type of psal. Because Allah is, if you have a middle of your Sukkah, 4 Tvachim of Schach Pasal, the whole Sukkah is disqualified. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Mitzdarif to make the Sukkah Pasal. Why? Because it's Kosher Schach. Rameya says, no, it's Mitzdarif. So talking about something that's 3 Tvachim wide, and Sadinim are Mitzdarif because it's Schach Pasal. Mitzdarif to 4 Tvachim make a whole Sukkah Pasal. But Nesarim are Kosher Schach. Therefore it's fine. Rameya holds, no, Nesarim was a Pasal Schach, and therefore it's Mitzdarif to make the Sukkah Pasal. That's for Shmuel, it's beautiful. Ela Rav, Domus says, Bema Baba Machoikis, Aval Im Bema Baba, Diva Kol Kshera, but if it's no 4 Tvachim, it's Kosher. So what's the case here? Hey, Domus. If there's 4 tvachim, means this neser is 4 tvachim wide, so then that would be Pshar Rameya Rav Yehuda, who holds it's still kosher, and Rameya holds it's mitzdarif. So what do you need? It's 4 tvachim. We need tzirif for. Hey, gedam, idis be'arba, lom letzirif. You don't need tzirif. It's pasul schach already. Idles buhu arba, amai. What's the problem at all? But kana ba'almanin, you can have many as you want. It's kosher schach. What's the fact? Pshar Rav. Loyalam Isbearba has 4 tvachim. Ay, my mitzdarfins, we mentioned something about this before. Mitzdarfin la arba amis minatzad. That means a few rav is like this. It's talking about slats that are 4 tvachim wide. So if you have Yehuda, aim mitzdarfin wide because it's kosher. If you have Meir, it's mitzdarf. Mitzdarf to what? 4 tvachim is possible already. What's mitzdarf? Mitzdarf to the din of 4 amis for doif and akuma. That halach is that 4 tvachim in the middle of a sukkah passes a sukkah. But 4 tvachim on the side, you get up to 4 amis. Because then you can say it's an extension of the wall, it's a crooked wall, doif and akuma, and it's not a problem. So you have so therefore we're saying fear of Meir, it's mitzdarf to the din of dalet amos. That's what it'll mean. So that's the first lashon in the Bishlam of the Shmuel and the Rav.
Why didn't that push it? If each slide itself is puzzle.
Yeah.
Of course you have to, you don't have to definitely go for it. Why wouldn't it be mitzdarf?
No, it is. It's not a chiddush. It's just saying the chiddush is that it's puzzle. It's going. Rabbi Yehuda said. Look what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said sadinim mitzdarfim, which is pashut, right. and nesarim not mitzdarf, which the chiddush is that nesarim that are 4 tvachim wide are not pasul schach. Rabbi says you're wrong. Nesarim is like sadinim. That's all. Nesarim like sadinim. That's not a chiddush mitzdarf.
In this according to Rav, it's 4 tvachim pasul or kosher by Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, 4 tvachim is kosher.
Is a kosher piece of wood.
Kosher piece of schach. No problem. He doesn't hold the Xeris ticker, according to Rav. He doesn't hold the Xeris ticker.
According to Rav, it's not kosher. So what do I care about?
According to Rav Meir, it's not kosher.
According to Meir,
it's not kosher. Right, it's not kosher. So what do you need tzirif? Just make it 4 amos. For 4 amos. Yeah, it's kosher. It's chiddush just to say that Nesarim is pasul schach. I'm answering you. I heard your question. I'm answering this. Rav Yehuda said Nesarim are kosher schach. He's saying, no, it's pasul schach, and therefore it's mitzdarf. You got the same question. It says, sadinim mitzdarfim. What's the chiddush? Same thing. This is not saying, it's contrasting sadinim and Nesarim. Rav says, no, Nesarim is like sadinim. Nesarim is saying like sadinim. Lishnach, we know, different lashon. Different lashon to how to dissect this brisa according to Rav and according to Shmuel. So Lishnach, we know, Bishlam of Shmuel, Shoma, Vishain, Bahab, Baba, Machlaikis. The Machlaikis are a mayor of Yudas with less than four tvachim. Avyeshma, Mahaba, Devakal, Psula. Everyone agrees that four tvachim is possible. So my mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la arba amais min atzad. So then mitzdarfin means four amais min atzad. Elo, le Rav. So we'll read Rav first, then we'll explain what we just read. Taich is easy, but to understand what we're talking about, no idea. Elo Rav, let's read. Elo Rav, lefi Rav, bishlam le Rav Meir, my mitzdarfin amais min atzad. Lefi Rav, we're talking about a slat that's four tvachim wide. So fear I made, you know, mitzdarf means mitzdarf four amas min atzad. El Rabbi Yehuda, don't I feel yesh behem ha'bak sheira, even four tefachim is kosher, my aim mitzdarfim, kona ba'almaninu. What's the lashon aim mitzdarfim? Just say, shnei nisarv is kosher eschach. Aim mitzdarfim sounds like, you know, it's not mitzdarf, it's not good, but it's not mitzdarf. What's the lashon aim mitzdarf? El Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, sheira, my aim mitzdarfim, kona ba'almaninu. You don't say aim mitzdarf on kosher eschach. You don't say like bamboo is not mitzdarf. it's good eschach. So the Gemara, I did come Rav Meir mitzdarfin, Om Rav Yehuda mitzdarfin. So Rav Meir said mitzdarfin, so Rav says lashon aim mitzdarfin. That's how we answer if you rap. Now let's go back to Shmuel. What does the Gemara mean? If you're Shmuel, it's good. It says Bishlam of Shmuel, aim by Machlekes, Abiyaz, very good. Now mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin, aim mitzdarfin. What are we talking about? So the Machlekes by Ram and the Marsha had to learn the Brayos of Shmuel in this Lishna Achrina. The Maram learns that we are talking about that this slat is. The Maram learns that it's talking about that this slat is four tefachim wide. And really, it should be pasul eschach. Even for Shmuel, four tefachim is a kulyan pasul. So what does it mean Rabbi Yehuda says, shein esar meir mitzdarfin? A chiddush, a numa chalikas meir Rabbi Yehuda. Meir Rabbi Yehuda both agree for Shmuel that four tefachim wide is pasul. But they have a numa chalikas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a new machlokes. Please look at Achrinas, Dr. Maram. Im mitzdarfin ratzad dal ramas. Rabbi Yehuda, im mitzdarfin. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mitzdarf. The psul of this schach pasul is only the middle. But on the side, it could be more than four amas, it's not a problem. It's a funny thing, because the Mashal doesn't like the Maram. He doesn't bring them around, but he brings the Shabshai. He says, what's the difference? Like, if it's pasul schach, why does not mitzdarf dal ramas? But that's how the Maram learns to be different machlokes. For Shmuel, be different machlokes, Meir Yehuda. That's why Ram's pshat. Marshal learns no, it's less than four tefachim, and that's why aim mitzdarfim, because it's kosher, the fear of Yehuda. So what does it mean? Why is it better for Shmuel lashon aim mitzdarfim? So Dr. Marshal, since l'fi Shmuel there's an idea of mitzdarf by four tefachim, so you can say aim mitzdarfim agav himself. That the Gemara knew. Agav your own shita that by four tefachim it is mitzdarf, so you can say aim mitzdarfim. But l'fi Rav Meir that he never has a case of schach posel. What's lashon aim mitzdarfin? That's the Marshal learns the Gemara. So there's two pshatim in the Gemara, Marsha and Maram. Marsha learns that aim mitzdarfin means agav his own shita. For Maram, when it's taka four tvachim, and aim mitzdarfin is a new chiddush he holds, there's no tzir for defin akuma by these type of schach. So look at the Gemara baita. Easier Gemara now, because this is going to have a braisa that's a raya to Rav, and we're going to have a raya to Shmuel. Tanya kavosei the Rav. There's a braisa that says like Rav. And Tanya Kavah says Shmuel, the Brayis like Shmuel. Tanya Kavah says the Rav, Sichcha ben Sarim Shal Erez, someone used these boards made out of cedar wood. She'im ben Marabah doesn't have four tefachim. The Brayis says, like Rav, the Rakok Sheir is Zichcha Kosher. Yes, ben Marabah has four tefachim. Ramei Apoysel, because he makes Zeres Tikra. Rav Yehuda Machshir, who does not hold of Zeres Tikra. Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa B'Shas HaSakana, She'evanu Nesarim Shal ben Marabah. One time, B'Shas HaSakana, they didn't let you make a sukkah, so they had to make believe in making a hut. So they brought boards that are four tefachim wide, a sichcha al gav marpeses, and they put it on top of our porch. V'yoshev tachtei, and we sat under it. So you see, it's a kosher sukkah, Rav Yehuda said. Om Lema, Shom Raya, ain't Shas HaSakana Raya, don't make a Raya from Shas HaSakana. So it's a vuyo from here, we know this already. It's only a psul d'rabbanan, according to the man, the Amar HaAgus, according to Rav Meir. It's only psul d'rabbanan as zeres tikra. So Mokim Sakana, they said, okay, you could relax the Rabbanan and allow your sin to show the sukkah. And the shaila is, we paskin taka, you know, we'll speak about it a little more later, but we paskin, Neser is four tefachim wide, it's possible. That's what we paskin like Shmuel, that Neser is four tefachim wide, it's possible. So shaila is, Mishbruh Klares, let's say someone only has those things and he wants to use it. Should he use it? Is it better than nothing or not? So he says, yeah, it's better than nothing. It's right in the Gemara, because at least with the rice, he's a kind of sukkah. What about a bracha? He brings in two days if you can make a bracha. He brings down 2 days in Mishabura, is Tafresh Chavtes, Sivkatanon. He brings down 2 days if you can make a bracha. He brings down 2 days. Bring down 2 days if you can make a bracha. Akavam, that's the one brisa first like Rav, right? The brisa is klar. The bechalik is by 4 tvachim. Tanya kavas the Shmuel is right. The Shmuel shita says sichem l'sarim sheres yeshbem arba. If you used these boards of eres of cedar, was yeshbem arba, that's 4 tvachim. The v'akol psul 11 grizes is possible. 4 tvachim is possible, like Shmuel says. The lakuliyam is possible. Ein b'hem arba is no 4 tvachim. Rameya pais aruda machsher. That's what the bechalik is. And the Gemara says like this: Moide Rameya. Rameya is moidem. Rameya holds that it's possible schach. Rameh's might is yes, be nesel and nesel, kolay nesel. If in between each pasul piece of schach, there's room the same size as that, and shemaniach pesel the name, and you put in kosher schach inside. Why is pesel called? Why is kosher schach called pesel? It comes from the word pseilas gerim v'yekev. That's what we learned before. But asucham gerim v'yekev that there, that's kosher schach. It's called pesel. So you put in between the pesel. V'ksheira is kosher. Now you're going to ask me, why is it kosher if it's just moshach pasul and schach kosher? Even more than that. That if we're talking about 4 tvachim wide, if it's in the middle of sukkah, it's pasul 4 tvachim wide. You have to have doifin akuma. So Zok Rashi, the case is we have a sukkah that's 8 amas wide. And you start next to the wall with a piece of neser, poschach, then a piece of kosher schach. Then pasul schach, kosher schach. It lands up in the middle, every 4 tvachim, 4 tvachim. Figure it out, because 4 times... there's 4 amis on each. Let's put in the 4 amis on each side. 8 amis. Each 4 amis, 4 times 6 is 24 tvachim. So you start off, you have 6 groups. You have Neser, Pesel, Neser, Pesel, Neser, Pesel. In the middle, you land up with Pesel. The other side, you start the same way. Neser, Pesel, Neser, Pesel. In the middle, you have 8 tvachim wide of, 8 tvachim wide of Pesel, of kosher schach, and you sit under that. That's kosher. Either side's possible. Yeah, it's Doifin Akuma. It's not a problem. You say Doifin Akuma on the sides, it's less than 4 amis. And you say Doifin Akuma, and those who have a picture in the Gemara can look at the picture, and they can sit under the middle. That's the case. Now you're going to ask me a question. Moide Rameya, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this? Rabbi Yehuda sure holds this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's more Mekel. Right, he also holds 4 tvachim as possible, because we're going to the Shmuel now. But why say Moide Rameya? It's Moide Rabbi Yehuda also. So Rashi is Enchanami. Rashi the Maskal Pesel says, "V'halchi now you want to miss the Moedir Rabbi Yehuda." You go to say Moedir Rabbi Yehuda. No, not fear of Shmuel here. It's 4 tvachim wide. So he says it's possible Moedir Rabbi Yehuda. Saying even Rameh, who is more machmir, he's Moedir in this case. Moedir Rabbi Yehuda, and who is Moedir? There are certain cases possible. What's the case? Shemnasin alad nesta shurachav abat tvachim ksheira. That it's kosher, the sukkah is kosher if it's on the side. Ve'ein yishenim tachtav, you can't sleep under it. Va'yoshon tachtav yosdei chavasa. If you sleep under it, you're not yosdei chavasa. This is again Shmuel Shitasai that holds. This is the brisa right to Shmuel that in fear of Yehuda, it's possible to have a neser. It's possible as chach. What's the case? It's 4 tefachim wide.
What is
Maida? What? Who is Maida? That even though Rabbi Yehuda was mekel, but his Maida is a 4 tefachim wide neser. It's possible. It's possible. And you can't, but you can't, and therefore you can't sleep under it. The sukkah is kosher. Why? Because we're not sad. They say Devin Akuma, but you cannot sleep under it because possible is chach. Like Rashi speaks out, after the Yomekel, but she'im ba ma'ba moidu b'neser echo the boy abba that they put up on sad. It's kosher also Devin Akuma, but you can't sleep under it. Itma. So we established, let's say, l'fi Rav Yehuda, l'fi Shmuel. That a 4 tefachim wide neser is kuliyam, it's a piece of pasul schach. Let's say I take this neser, I stand it up on its side. Now it's not 4 tefachim wide anymore. Now it's 2 tefachim wide. But it's a 2x4. It's 2 tefachim wide. But it's a piece of pasul schach, it's 4 tefachim wide. So what's the halacha? Is it kosher or not? Because like a tiny, it's kosher. No gzeris ticker. You don't make a ticker this way. Itma. Hafgan today. Ravuna ma psulah, who says pasul? Rachista, ravuna ma ksheira. And like Rashi explains, why is it kosher? Because time of Zugzer is tikra. V'chiyai gavra, when there's tikra, no one makes tikra this way. Therefore, it's kosher. So v'chalik is my one of the puzzle and kosher. Ikla Rav Nachman and Surah. Rav Nachman came to Surah. So Rav Chista, Rav Huna, and figured it's the great time now to make a place. We have my chalikas. We're going to ask the God of Adar what the answer to this question is. Ikla Rav Nachman and Surah. Oyla Gabe, Rav Chista, Rav Huna. Rav Chista, Rav Huna came to Rav Nachman to ask him the shayla. Amri Lei, they asked him, Havchan al tzidei amaha, what's halacha if you take this pasul schach, these boards that are 4 tefachim wide, and you put it on its side, mahu. Amalei, psula, it's pasul. Why? Because nasu kashpum shal matchis. You look at it like spears of metal. Spears of metal are mekabel tuma. That's definitely pasul schach. So you look at it. This is a pasul schach. Since when it's lying flat, it's pasul. Becomes a piece of pasul schach. So Amar lehu Rav Huna. Huna hears about it. Says lo yamru chu amru kavase. Didn't I tell you to say like me? Amru lei umi amalach mar timer. You never said a reason. Like you said a reason in kabel. You just said there is a cost of pasul. This Rav Nachman explained us the reason. Now we understand. You asked me a reason. You asked me the reason. You didn't ask me the reason. You just argued. Next time I ask me the reason, you'll know the reason. Like upon him, now we know that's possible. It's a sputz al matches and it's possible. Let me bring a raya that you put it on its side. It's possible. Let's bring a raya. It says in a brisa, "Ein mechazak is the roish ruvah shulchanah." If a sukkah is smaller than roish ruvah shulchanah, which means less than seven tlachim, oish nivisa pirza, or if the there was a pirza enough on the bottom, enough room that a gedi could stick his head under it, which means three tefachim off the ground. Or you put it on it, a neser that's four tefachim, even though it's only covering the sukkah three tefachim, psula, it's possible. So what does it say? You have a board that's four tefachim wide, even though it only covers the sukkah three tefachim, it's still possible. So hechidami. How is it possible? It's a four tefachim wide thing, and it's only three tefachim covering the sukkah. It must be. It's on its side, and you see it's possible. Heichidami laav kigoyin shahavchan atzideim. So it's a raya. No, the Rambam says it's not a raya. Loi, hachem mayaskinon. It's a four tefachim wide board, and you put it flat. And what's the case? You put it on the doorway of the sukkah. Va'ayil tlosa legav. But it went one tefach out, one three tefachim inside the sukkah. And one tefach out. Tlosa legav, three tefachim inside, but al pikchad lebar. One tefach was outside the sukkah. So you can look at it in the sukkah, it's only covering you by three. And one tefach's out. The havali pesel yitzim la sukkah, it's like a pesel yitzim la sukkah, which still has a din sukkah. The chol pesel yitzim la sukkah, didn't like a sukkah, it's din like a sukkah. And therefore it's like four tefachim sitting on top of the sukkah. And that's a pasul schach. So the Masha asks, okay, you have a big sukkah here, start the sukkah after the board. And that's your sukkah. You don't need the front of the sukkah. You have three walls in the back end of the sukkah. Use that as part of the sukkah. So, to Mashah, the whole sukkah was seven tefachim wide. So you need that schach over here, that three tefachim. And that three tefachim is part of a four tefachim. And since the lacha of pesal yitzim sukkah is part of a sukkah, so consider a piece of schach pasal, and it'll pasal the whole schach. That's the Mashah answers. And Yetz Hashem, tomorrow's daf continues with the machlokes of Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, if Xeris Tikra or not.